Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eric Wetch. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Dobson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Hatcher steals second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wedge hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines hits a line drive for a single. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive beyond second. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher bunts towards first. Steinbach scoops it up and throws to first, with Bordick covering, for the out. Valentin moves to third. Nehring moves to second. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin scores. Nehring moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Steinbach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wedge is 0 for 1 in the game. Wedge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Valentin scores. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. 1 out. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper moves to third. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupcik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wedge is 0 for 2 in the game. Wedge takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to third. Zupcik moves to second. Jeff Parrott now pitching. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Zupcik scores. Wedge moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a line drive towards first. Steinbach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Matt Young now pitching. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Harold Baines. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Willie Wilson now playing right field. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Steinbach scoops it up and throws to first, with Parrott covering, for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs is hit by the pitch. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive for a single. Boggs moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Henderson. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Brunansky goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Jeff Russell now pitching. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zupczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Fox pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Henry Mercedes now catching. Eric Wedge batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wedge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wedge takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Nehring fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Zupczyk. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Weiss goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Randy Reddy pinch hits for Troy Neal. Greg Harris now pitching. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vince Horsman now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Henry Mercedes. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Boggs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.